Do you know what you don't know? Well, unless you're like me, you're probably not steeped in the latest research on team effectiveness, leadership development, and organizational behavior. In this research revealed, I'd like to share with you a recent piece of research and reveal what it means for you. OC Tanner recently did some leadership research to understand whether or not managers actually knew what employees were interested in. Now, 79% of leaders reported that they felt like they had a pretty good sense of what their employees wanted, and less than half of employees agree. In addition to that, a notable percentage of employees, about one-third, identified that there is a conflict, typically, between what the manager wants, what their coworkers want, and what the employees want. And this starts to create a little bit of an imbalance between my side and their side, whether the manager actually cares about me as a person, or whether they're motivated by organizational goals. Now, if you sit in a leadership position, you understand the dynamics here, right? I have obligations, expectations, and interests, which are to the organizational level. I myself even have my own list of things that I need to accomplish. But I also need to understand, what does my team need? As a team intact, but also the individuals on my team. How do I meet their needs? How do I understand what their concerns are? And how do I tell them and try to support them in the best way that works for them and still enables me to get the things that I need done for the team? This imbalance, though, I think is pretty interesting. Again, the difference between almost 80% of managers thinking they know what folks want and less than half of employees agree. How could we be so off, where we're thinking as managers that we really understand what folks want, but really employees have a different set of needs? Are employees not sharing it with us, or are we not hearing it? Now, sometimes when it's a need that we can't meet as management, we don't even lodge it in our brains as something that we can do something about. Yeah, sure, I know you want to get paid more. Or yeah, I understand that our team size is not as big as it needs to be. Or yeah, I know I wish we could have a different customer base. And because it's not something that we feel power over changing, it's not something that we can do anything about. And so it doesn't launch into our brain as a concern that we can address for those employees. But just because we can't do something about it doesn't mean it's not still a concern that that employee has and that they're looking for the organization to solve. This is an opportunity then for folks who sit in a senior leadership position. What do your middle managers wish they could tell you about things that they'd like to have changed? Are you asking for feedback from them on what they're seeing, what they're hearing from employees? And again, things that may be very hard to change in a short term, but thinking about the long-term strategy here. We have an opportunity here to get folks on the same page, to have alignment between what employees are looking for, regardless of whether they are individual contributors or managers or in senior leadership. Again, thinking about how we share what it is that we want and how we can have our needs met so that it doesn't feel like there are sides in an organization and that we're all moving in this direction together. This has been Sara with Research Revealed. You can reach me at podcast@mod.network. We would love to hear from you on other research insights that you'd like to explore. And as always, give us a quick rating on your platform of choice and share this podcast with a friend. Research Revealed is a production of Evergreen Podcasts, hosted by me, Sara Esmail-Baghi Bartlett. Our production team includes Nyjah Galladay and Gray Longfellow. We'll see you next time.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.